from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I am actually doing a radio show with Parkinson Spiegel, and I wasn't particularly good. I mean, not that that's a new thing.
Afternoons on the Score.
Did you know that the delete button is used over 800,000 times a day in over 62 different languages? That's a lot of mistakes, or as I like to call them, opportunity stakes.
Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. So what do you got? What did the text? You were saving some texts from how we're going to fix this All-Star game. Not the All-Star game, excuse me. Theory is, even the best of the best, with the best presentation and the best players, still pretty boring product because the pitching and the velocity is just too tough to hit.
Yeah, and perhaps it's because it's the best of the best. It's the confluence of baseball's strategy these days with maximum velocity, maximum effort, and one inning at a time for the best pitchers, and then all of them being there at the All-Star game last night.
But it translates to regular season baseball
absolutely
games,
absolutely does. Yeah. I absolutely does. But last night, I, among others, found myself bored. And it was sad. So here are some of the suggestions. A couple people pushed back. You know, one person pushed back and said, I like that scoring is difficult. Makes it compelling. The 3-run homer off a hard-throwing pitcher from Ohtani means more when you switch your outcome expectation. The beauty is in the rarity. And I agree with that in concept. I mean, it's true in baseball anyway. To me, it's as much stylistic with the home run or nothing outcome as it is with just the lack of scoring. It's a lack of activity, a lot
correct
of strikeouts and such.
Yeah, it's a lot of strikeouts. And so the solutions are tricky. Moving the mound back didn't work. Lower the mound?
I think here's one. It stands to reason that hitters' timings would be thrown off for a while when the mound first gets pushed back. Because as you mentioned, Boog had told you the other day that in the independent league, when they moved the mound back, that actually pitching numbers were even more impressive. But the texture says over time, the hitting would improve. I think that's likely once they eventually get used to the timing of having that extra split second.
You think it's the timing, or it's that the breaking stuff just can break more because of the distance being greater? Like, I didn't watch any independent league baseball. I guess I'd be a little surprised if it was the timing.
You don't care about the show. You don't care about the show.
I would think that a fastball would obviously be easier to hit because it would be slower, but I feel like the breaking stuff might be even harder to hit because the breaks could be more dramatic.
I just think when you're changing something like that, I mean, you're so used to, as a hitter, reacting from the release. Like, oh, there's the release. Now I better swing. But, if the mound's been moved back, it has to change. So I can see where that would take some time to adjust.
What about this radical one? Foul balls? They're not strikes.
What are they?
They're foul balls.
They're just foul balls.
Keep going.
Love that.
Keep going.
That is the case with two strikes.
It is the case with two strikes.
But you mean that you don't even get a single strike for a foul ball?
Yeah, it's a 0-0 count. You hit a foul ball. The next pitch, 0-0 count.
You made contact.
That would help
get some credit for that.
That would help the hitter.
Yeah, you'd get in a lot more advantageous counts.
Here's the thing.
Have to get a lot of swings and misses to get a strikeout.
Put the ball on a tee. No pitchers. No pitchers at all.
All right.
Coach pitch.
That's an idea.
Pedro Grifols out there.
If we're going towards the ridiculous, how about this one? Eventually, in every game, every third inning will start with a runner on second. Like the Ghost Runner.
Oh, man.
That every three innings, you just throw a guy out there.
I mean, if we're going to the ridiculous, let's go to the south side and welcome Shad to the Parkinson Spiegel score. Go ahead, Shad, whatever. Score.
Glad I could be able to oblige.
Hello, hey, Shad.
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
Solid.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm going to give myself a timeout here. Go ahead.
Hey, look, man, I love your calmness, Danny. I need to go ahead and get me a 30 milligram of that. But anyway, amen. I'm going to say this. Speaks, let me say something.
Yeah.
If you want the All-Star game not to go the route of the Pro Bowl, then you got to basically tell every pitcher that's supposed to be the greatest in the world, throwing only fastballs. The hitter's got to swing at everything. And at that point, what I think you got is what you want. Matchup. Pitcher versus hitter. I think it's a realistic situation not to expect for professional guys not to be able to throw a fastball over the plate. So I think if you're throwing all strikes and you tell them they got to go up there and swing, you add an element where it's all about offense, not necessarily about these.
Just challenge. Every single pitch is a fastball challenge. We'd get a lot more offense.
All right, so basically we're ruling out curveballs and changeups. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shad.
Thank you, Shad.
I kind of like it.
How about this? Reduce the amount of balls for a walk from 4 to either 3 or 2. So,
but walks are also boring. I don't like that.
Hmm.
The point is, what can you do? Like bigger baseball, lighter bat, metal bat. What can you do to get the ball in play more?
Bigger bat barrels, smaller mitts. You know, like, so there's a lot of those out there in terms of changing the equipment. And
allow
then,
cork.
Oh, God. But then this one, no one ever talks about lowering the seams on the baseball, cutting down on the movement quite a lot. Not sure about velocity. I'm not sure what the scientific effect on lowering the seams would be on a fastball, but certainly on the breaking ball, I think you would indeed lower some spin rate.
I mean, lowering the seams would just make a faster fastball.
Well,
less resistance. Like, you're just going to be able to throw the ball harder.
Well, and how are the pitchers going to hold the ball if they can't use sticky stuff and they have no seams?
Yeah, well.
You think arm injuries are bad now?
How about no walks?
No walks. That's, yeah, like, would that be less offense?
No, more. But, like, pitchers are encouraged to throw a ball closer to the strike zone for someone to get contact.
I think the answer.
No,
I think the answer is in the strike zone. I genuinely think the answer is in the strike zone.
Shrinking the strike zone?
Normalizing it and shrinking it.
Yeah.
And we got the big news yesterday from Rob Manfred that next spring, 2025, they're probably going to try out the automated balls and strike system at spring training.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
And then 2026 is very much on the table as the debut of an automated balls and strike system. And if they can get the tech lined up, normalizing and shrinking the strike zone, and then you don't have to deal with, all right, who's the ump today? What do we got here? What are they going to do? Like, oh, now that's a strike? And yeah, I think that would go a long way towards increasing the contact possibilities.
They've been doing it for 4 years at the minor league level. Like, it's ready. Just implement. And I know you can't because of the CBA, but just implement.
Hmm.
Well, no, they can, right? Wasn't the thing that the players actually don't have the veto power the rules changes?
I thought there were some caveats, no, and strike zone was one of them. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, you might be right, but I thought
I might be crazy.
Thank you.
I don't think the players have veto power. I think the league can just do it. That's what happened the last go around of these league rule changes.
With the pitch clock and stuff like that.
They got their thoughts and their input on it, but then they said, oh, yeah, we're doing this, and the players did not have any say.
What about each team gets to pick one defensive player for the other team that can't wear a glove?
I'll take the shortstop.
All right, maybe it can't be an infielder.
First base.
Because of danger.
The catcher.
Yeah, the pitcher.
Yeah.
He's not going to rear back as hard, you know, if he can't defend himself after chucking it. You know what I mean? He
turns around and runs.
Yeah.
He can't hide the grip on the ball.
No, the catcher. I think
Tanny said pitcher, though. I'm saying pitcher can't hide the grip on the ball.
All right,
one guy.
First base is amazing. There's ground ball. Throw to first. Boy, that's a soft throw. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
How about every inning you get to pick a position that doesn't have a fielder at it?
How about makes a guy like PCA a lot more valuable?
I got an idea.
Cover more ground.
How about the hitters get a buzzer inside their shirt?
Ooh, bad tattoo.
And you know, you buzz it if something's if a fastball is coming. Either that or just real loud trash cans that teams can bang.
I stand by segment one.
He got an unfinished tattoo on his collarbone right here.
Yeah, okay.
That
yeah.
Honestly looked terrible. It was a bad tattoo.
Yeah, sounds good.
Look, I think Loser. It's a combination of things, and I think we will see a couple of things. And one of them, Texter says, reduce the number of pitchers on a roster to 11. Yes, I'm all for it immediately. Absolutely.
When Council said he wasn't, did you get the sense that it was because he didn't think it would work or because he just doesn't want to be out there publicly as taking away the jobs of some of his pitchers?
I got the latter. I got the latter. I got in terms of like, no, this is what we're dealing with. And also that he's kind of defending what has become the pervasive groupthink, which is to use all these different relievers for the right part of the order, for the right matchup, and in short bursts, one inning at a time, essentially, maybe four outs, maybe five outs. You get 11 pitchers on a roster, then you will get guys left in to deal with a second inning. Some of them even a third inning. They'll have to be bulk guys. Then they take at least one day off or even 2 days off, and you're hampered. But, I mean, then your starters have to go deeper. And then when the starters know they have to go deeper, they're not unloading with everything they have in the first couple innings. They're pitching more. They're mixing up their speed and their location more and trying to make guys miss. And you'll get more variety and nuance, which should lead to more contact in the game.
The coolest thing from last night's game, at least for my money, is coming to Wrigley Field in just a few weeks. I'm very excited for it. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.